Peruvians over the age of 18 are now required to present a complete COVID-19 vaccination certificate to access public places with closed environments. The mandate will be enforced nationwide, despite officials saying the new Omicron variant is yet to reach Peru. Wilfredo Bombilla, a local resident, says it's disappointing it had to reach this stage.
Well, unfortunately, we've reached this situation because of those people who don't want to get vaccinated, because we shouldn't have to get to this point if people were aware of the vaccine. Although it is true it will not prevent us from contagion, but it will prevent us from death.
New mandates have been imposed in Italy, with vaccines now mandatory for all law enforcement, military and school employees, among others. Dr. Antonio Pascaretta, doctor for the Italian State Police, says it starts from December 15.
Here in Italy on December 15th, the security forces, thus including state police forces, will be obliged to be vaccinated. Therefore, the Central Health Directorate of the police forces promptly intervened so that everybody could get the possibility to receive their jabs.
Italian Prime Minister Mario Draghi says the measures are necessary to prevent the slow but steady increase in infections from growing. Almost 85% of the population in Italy are fully vaccinated, and officials are hoping it will prevent more serious outbreaks and give the economy a much-needed break from lockdowns and restrictions. Similar support for the measure came from German lawmakers, who overwhelmingly backed a bill requiring staff at hospitals and nursing homes to be vaccinated. It's the first of two vaccine mandates being considered in the country, with Health Minister Karl Lauterbach saying it's unacceptable for unvaccinated workers to be in contact with the vulnerable.
Therefore, we are introducing a facility-based mandatory vaccination. Such a requirement is necessary because it's completely unacceptable that after 2 years of pandemic, people who have entrusted their care to us are dying unnecessarily in institutions because unvaccinated people work there. We cannot accept this.
A second bill is being prepared that would make COVID-19 shots compulsory for all and could be debated by Parliament next month. According to official figures, about 69.4% of Germany's population of 83 million are fully vaccinated. In South Africa, the country is seeing another surge in daily COVID-19 infections, with Health Minister Dr. Joe Fowler saying more than 90% of those are Omicron variant.
Omicron has driven the resurgence of COVID-19 cases in South Africa, with currently just over 90,000 cases reported nationally from the 7th of November to 4th of December. The weekly cases in Gauteng province have increased by more than 400% compared to the previous week. So a very significant increase just in that week, while hospital admissions increased by more than 200%.
But experts say there is some good news, with current research indicating the current COVID-19 vaccines are preventing severe and critical disease despite the variant. Professor Glenda Gray, Chief Executive Officer at the South African Medical Research Council, says they're looking at the situation in hospitals.
In hospital admissions, there are far more unvaccinated than vaccinated people in our hospitals. So that's the first way to measure vaccine effectiveness, is to look at the amount of people who are in hospital and monitor the breakthrough infections. And what we can see from the breakthrough infections, the majority of these are mild. And even with Sasanke, we've been monitoring the breakthrough infections in our healthcare workers. And most of them are mild, and very few have gone into hospital. And of those that have gone into hospital, the hospital stay has been around 2.4 days. So
Professor Alex Siegel from the Africa Health Research Institute says many citizens have some sort of natural immunity as well.
Previous infection combined with vaccination gives good protection. So I think this is very positive. And certainly with so many people previously infected in South Africa, these people, if they haven't already done so, should be really encouraged to get vaccinated as well.
With encouraging news about vaccination, Portugal has joined the list of countries looking to immunize children aged 5 to 11 years old. The vaccination campaign for this age group will begin on the weekend of December 18 and 19, according to Antonio Lacerda Silas, Deputy Minister for Health.
Portugal iniciará a vacinação das crianças.
This is a decision that results from consultation with the Technical Vaccination Commission and all logistics considered. We will begin, as usual, with the eldest children of 11 and 10 and slowly go down from there.
Portuguese officials say more than 90% of those in the 12 to 17 age group have received a jab, while 90% of the total eligible population is vaccinated. It comes as the World Health Organization's regional director for Europe, Hans Kluge, warned 2 to 3 times higher rates of coronavirus were possible among young children compared to the wider population. In the United Kingdom, Community Secretary Michael Gove says the country is facing a concerning situation as the Omicron variant continues to spread. He, however, says the response remains proportionate.
Absolutely do need to keep everything under review. I think the approach that we're taking is proportionate. We recognise the importance of balancing people's ability to get on with their lives with the need to protect them against this virus. But action is absolutely required. And as new data comes in, we will consider what action we do require to take in the face of that data.
Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.